bleed red.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah. I can't remember the rest of the melody.
That sounded like where you went. It sounded like a little speaker running out of batteries.
This is the sound of a computer dying.
The metaphor.
Yeah, let's make up our new melody. No, that's Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, they're fighting for their rights. They're flying through space, and they have swords made of lights.
Smashed it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, fucking Return of the Jedi.
Return of the fucking Jedi, mate.
Yeah,
I'm the Jedi. I've returned.
Return, not the Jedi. Once again. Yeah, I think this is like regarded as like the least good of the three, right?
I think so, yeah. I kind of do want to watch them because we've done this trilogy. What was the tagline for it?
Unseen, off the rails, uncensored, or something like that.
Yeah, so we haven't watched these films. We're just doing our best to remember and coming up with whatever silly bullshit we come up with.
Yeah.
But I kind of do, as you've said the last couple of times we've done these films, I do kind of want to watch them again because reading the wiki and just remembering bits of them, I'm starting to think, like, I'm not sure they are like the 10 out of 10 films that people remember them being.
I know what you mean. Like, I mean, I've never sort of agreed with like the hype around them.
Mm.
I think a lot of it is that people watched these when they were very young kids.
Yeah.
And the
whole visual aspect of it would have just taken the world by storm at the time.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like people who loved it as kids didn't like stop watching them and then revisit them as adults. They kind of just continued watching them.
Mm.
So there was never that moment of revisiting it and being like, oh, this isn't that good. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that's kind of...
And then the prequels happened, which were bad, and that shone the original three in a stronger light as well,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I don't know, I've not seen any of the newer ones.
You know, I thought I was going to. I did watch the first... I can't remember what they're called, but I watched, like, the very first of the new ones that came out, but it was good, even though a lot of people didn't. It was basically a carbon copy of A New Hope.
Oh, really?
Well, it was very, very similar, and they blow up a Death Star at the end, and it's, like,
oh,
the
that's
same.
A shame.
Yeah.
What a waste of a film.
And then I've watched another one as well, which, again, I thought was good, and I had thought that I was like, I'm going to try and, like, keep up with these, and this is... Because I'm not up to date with any, like, movie franchises, like the Marvel thing. I'm no idea what's going on there. I was like, I enjoy these. I'm going to keep up and watch these and be one of those guys who's really into Star Wars. And I don't know why I thought that would be a good thing to be, but I was up for it. And I just immediately, I've taken no steps towards that since. I've not watched any of the other films.
I mean, I think that says everything. I think if you were that bothered, then you would.
Yeah.
Alas, fuck Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, let's make our own version of it.
Yeah, let's call it what's like a thing that sounds like Star Wars but is the opposite, I guess, like Earth Peace.
Earth Peace. Yeah,
Earth Peace, everything's fine,
the end.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, fucking hell, it's like 25 million years after Hans was frozen and everyone's dead.
Yeah, Hans. We have to rescue Hans.
We have to bring in some of Wonka's chocolate. Yeah, and Luke's like sent the droids to be traded for him, I guess. Is that the
yeah
deal?
And Leia has also dressed up like a bounty hunter to go and rescue him, which seems like a really ill-conceived and like incohesive plan.
Yeah, it's a bit of like a 3 in the morning plan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Luke's going, okay, I'm gonna send the droids to go and barter for Han Solo, and Leia's like, okay, cool, I'm gonna dress up as a bounty hunter and I'm gonna go and try and rescue him. Looks like, okay, yeah. Well, I said I was going to send the How is this work? Yeah, yeah. How does this work with my thing?
I want to be involved as well. But, you know, like, I just feel like it's better if I'm there too.
Yeah, but I don't know how our plans really, like, gel together. I don't know how they work together, because if you rescue him, then I can't, like, barter for his release.
Yeah, Luke, man, you're thinking about it too much at school. So, yeah, she shows up as a fucking bounty hunter who I guess have, like, a uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you know that they're after that bounty, that sweet bounty.
She shows up with Chewie, who's like, I still can't do the Chewbacca sound. I saw someone do it, and they did something weird with their, like, mouth and throat that I don't do. And I was like, oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah. I went to go and do the back of the throat thing then. And as soon as I went to try and do it, I was like, well, I clearly can't do that.
Like.
Nailed it.
But yeah, she goes and she's like, hand for the Wookiee, hands for the Wookiee. And Jabba's like, he already has hands. I need more hands. Hands, but with no D. He's like, so you want a eunuch? Like, no.
I want you to chop his dick off and then give him back to me.
And then he'll love me forever when I sew it back on. Even though in the meantime it would have died, his tissue doesn't last long without a blood supply.
Yes, and I don't know how to perform that type of surgery, so I'll literally just going to use sellotape and paper mache.
Yeah, I might just stick a lightsaber there.
But a little one about the size of like a cheese knife. Imagine that just burns through your trousers every time you get home.
Yeah, and it kills the person you're sleeping with.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, like, Leia manages to rescue Hans, and then she's very quickly caught and made to wear a bikini.
Yes, made to wear the sexy fantasy outfit.
Yeah, which has been, like, discontinued in merchandise, I think, now.
Has it?
Yeah, and, like, Slave Leia, like, they discontinued, like, the use of that term as well.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, they could have just called it, like, I don't know, Bikini Leia.
Yeah, Indentured Servant Leia.
Or just, like, Return of the Jedi Leia.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been fine. Oh, God. Or maybe it wouldn't have, who knows. I guess there's only a certain type of, like, comic book guy that, like, actively wants, like, Slave Leia merchandise.
Yeah, and I don't think we should be catering to them.
Yeah. Oh, God. But yeah, Jabba shows up, I guess. He's like,
Chupa Chapa, Nookie Wookie.
Wow, is that your Eurovision entry?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he fucking gets Leia enslaved with a chain and shit.
Yeah.
There's like a blue guy as well, if I remember correctly.
Is there?
A blue guy with like a neck tube that's also attached to his head.
Oh, I don't remember blue guy.
Yeah, I just remember this like weird like growth coming from
his
head.
Were you watching
head.
The Smurfs at the same time?
No, but I do like that franchise.
Gargamel.
Only one lady Smurf.
Oh my.
So Luke shows up, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
He's got a lightsaber hidden in R2-D2.
Yeah, he sewed it on as his boner.
Yeah. And no one thought anything of it until Luke detached it. And R2-D2 was like, wow! Yeah. And then Jabba's like, me not see that coming.
But we heard it coming. It was very loud.
And Leia's like, oh, fuck, Luke. Luke, you're so fucking hot with your lightsaber. And Luke's like, yeah, I don't know anything better yet, so I'm totally going to fuck you after this. And she's like, yeah, Luke, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'll keep my costume on and everything. maybe we'll have a three-way with hands. He's like, with hands? But I already have hands. It's like, no, as in like hands, as in like Han Solo.
We have to have this conversation every time.
But his name implies that he doesn't like freeways. And then, like, fighting happens, and Leia gets the chain and puts it around Jabba's head, and his tongue slops out like that fucking Triceratops in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it is like that.
Yeah. And Leia's like, you're dying, but this is so hot.
Let me put my arm in your poop.
Is this West Indian lilac?
that was it. I couldn't remember the name of the flower.
So she kills him and he, like, proper dies. And then Boba Fett falls into the pit.
I guess. One of the various monsters that Jabba has set upon the people.
Yeah, because Luke is captured earlier. Before he fights, Luke is captured by Jabba.
Down into a trap door with a...
The Rancor!
Rancor, that's it. Yeah. Not to be confused with the Sarlacc.
They're both pit monsters.
Yeah.
One has legs and one has...
a shaved head. Mr. Worldwide!
Yeah, so Luke is when he reveals himself on Jabba's ship, Jabba drops him into a Rancor pit. He kills the Rancor with the cunning use of rocks.
Yeah.
And then he's dropped into the Sarlacc pit and he escapes that. And then that's when the fighting ensues. And then that's when Leia kills Jabba, and then Boba Fett has been here this whole time.
Boba Fett is also here. And he goes, well, I guess my part in this story is done, and jumps into the Sarlacc pit.
Where he's slowly digested for a millennia.
Yes, and then the Sarlacc just poops out his helmet.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it actually does in the film?
No.
Oh. Now, that would have been cool if he goes in and then you hear like a massive burp and then his helmet just flies out.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Cruciferous, I guess. So Luke goes back to Yoda planet to get more training.
Oh yeah, he's like, mate, I've come for more training.
Yeah, I need to know how to like swish and flick.
Yeah, I bought my training tokens. I bought my chips.
Yeah, I bought my training pants
and my shin pads
and my helmet, both of my helmets even. And Yoda's fucking dying because he's old and he's got a pain in his midichlorians. But yeah, he's like, I must tell you that Vader, your father, is. And Luke's like, what? Oh my God, wait, I already knew that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
Thank you for confirming for me.
I was saving this information for my deathbed. And then he's like, but also, Luke, there is another. And Luke's like, another what?
Yeah, supposedly, like, Obi-Wan's spirit force tells him Leia is his twin sister. Yoda says there's another Skywalker, and then Obi-Wan's spirit tells him it's Leia. I remember Yoda saying there's another Skywalker. I don't remember it being confirmed at this point that it's Leia, but I don't know.
I mean, fuck it. I guess maybe he did explicitly tell Luke, and then Luke cut it out of the film, so it seemed less gross.
Yeah, the character Luke walked into the editing room and was like, George, listen, I don't want to know at this point.
Yeah, I just really want to fuck my sister.
Yeah, as you see what she was wearing in that slave scene. Like, look, I thought we decided not to call it that. Look, we'll call it what I fucking say we're going to call it.
Slave sister. That's what I want the fourth film to be.
The precursor to stepsister.
Yeah, and it's just us fucking in different solar systems.
Yeah. Her getting her head stuck in various, like, washing appliances. And inexplicably unable to get out.
Oh, God. But yeah, so I guess Luke is astonished and disappointed by this news.
Yeah, he's all flaccid.
Yeah, and then somehow they all learn that the Death Star is being rebuilt. Maybe because they see it in the sky.
Yeah, they're like, oh, shit, what's that massive thing?
Do you know, I totally thought that was the moon. Yeah, me too. Wow.
Oh, I thought we were going to go and have a nice moon holiday.
Yeah.
It's only another bloody Death Star.
Fucking hell. We should have known by the fact it was only half there.
Yeah.
But alas.
And it's in the shape of Darth Vader's helmet.
And it has the label Death Star on it.
And we've been driving past signs for the last 200 light years saying Death Star this way.
Yeah. Death Star TM. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. But apparently it's got a shield around it this time, and the shield generator is on Endar, the forest moon planet.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's not a planet because it's a moon. Why is it called a moon?
Because it orbits a planet rather than
But then why is a planet and a moon? Because both have the same shit on them.
A planet orbits a star.
Right.
Moon orbits a planet.
I see. Right, okay. So if Earth got pulled into the gravitational like field of Jupiter, then Earth would then become a moon.
Well, I mean, yeah, but for that to happen, it would have to have formed that way.
What do you mean?
As in, like, well, we're already affected by the gravitational pull of Jupiter.
Well, let's say we've got even more so. Let's say the sun had had like an epi and like pushed us out of its like
orbit. Yeah, well, yeah. So if we were orbiting Jupiter and Jupiter was orbiting the sun, we would be a moon, yeah.
Wow, okay, I get it now. Okay, so there's a fucking tree moon called Endor.
Yeah.
So what fucking planet is Endor orbiting?
Well, we don't know.
Tatooine, maybe.
Ooh. No, wait, Tatooine's still alive, isn't it? What was the one that got blown up?
Oh, I can't remember.
Me neither. It's Leia's home planet.
Ukraine.
Oh, Darth Putin, no.
Oh, God. No, I apologise for that, but I really want to keep it, so I'm sorry. Also, if by the time this comes out, like, really awful stuff akin to that has happened, then I doubly apologise.
Yeah.
Alas. That's going to be my get out of jail free card noise. I just go, and then say something else, and then it's fine.
Yeah. All right, I'm down.
So, Endor is full of fucking little bear people.
Yeah, little Ewoks.
Yeah, who have like an Ewoky chup chup song or something.
Yeah, it's the Chupa Chup advert.
Yeah.
They're just big fans of those little lollipops.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Although the sugar-free ones do make you shit yourself.
Still though, oh, candy.
So anyway, fucking hell, Luke arrives on Endor, I guess, and finds Leia, and he's like, Leia, wait, get your tongue out of my mouth, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, oh, like, we're what? Brother and sister.
And then
do you Luke's think you can like, stop those little bear things from sucking C-3PO's dick long enough to help us deactivate the shield generator?
And C-3PO's like, wait, but I don't have a dick. And they're like, well, what are they sucking?
They're just in? Licking my little metal cap thing.
They think I'm a chupa chup.
Didn't you hear them singing the little song?
But Luke was told by Yoda that he has to face Darth Vader to bring this whole mess to the end.
Yeah.
Neither can live while the other survives.
Yeah. Luke, Han, and Leia. Just another Harry, Ron, and Hermione, right?
Oh my god, that's so true.
It's a tried and true trope.
Yeah, god, has that woman ever had an original thought? Jesus Christ. Oh god. So Luke's like, I need to surrender to the Empire. And I guess Leia's like, but you can't surrender without a kiss. And he's like, God, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I just told you, you're my twin sister.
And she's like, but if we're twins, that kind of means we're almost the same person. So it's almost just like masturbation.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I can't argue with that space logic. Let's go find a porta potty. So they do.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, I hope our baby is born with so many fingers. And so anyway, Luke does surrender to the Empire and he's brought before Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah. And he's all like, you were once Anakin Skywalker, and you don't have to be this horrible, dark, heavy breathing dude.
Yeah. He's like, listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. You don't have to be dark, even though your costume's that way. Come on, Dad, release your fears. Please don't cry, I'll lick your tears. My, oh my. You ain't gotta be dark, you ain't gotta be the Vader. You ain't gotta be homicidal. You ain't gotta be my dad, but you are. And I'm about to be patricidal.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that quite so loud, because now you know my plan. And Vader's like, kill him. And he's like, no, wait. I've got things to tell you. And he's like, what, more things? And he's like, yeah. Are they in song form? No, these are secret things. I can only, I'm going to type on a typewriter that has no paper in it. And you have to watch my fingers on the keys to decipher the message.
It's the only way, Father.
Damn, the only typewriter I have is underneath the Emperor's seat. I guess I'll have to take you to him. So they do. And he retrieves a typewriter. And it turns out Luke is illiterate. So it was a wasted journey. But Luke is now before the Emperor.
Yeah, like, every word. He's like, how do you spell father?
How do you spell the? How do you spell dark? How do you spell penis?
The dark penis. How did you know? I haven't typed it yet.
I told you once before, Luke, I am your father. I get it now. Okay.
Oh, sorry. When you said before, it went over my head.
I thought you meant you're my father in like a priest way, which is why I thought all my inappropriate sexual actions were condoned in your eyes. But now I understand. You fucked my mum and I came out of her, and that means I am your son. Son as in like your child, not as in the star that you're orbiting. Okay. Sorry, just with this space lingo, I get confused.
I thought you were my space priest.
My space, if you will. Or my praise. But that sounds like praise, and so that gets confusing too. By this time, Vader has withdrew his lightsaber because he's like, I'd rather have a dead son than an annoying son. But yeah, the Emperor's like, give in to your anger, Luke. And Luke's like, no, why am I meant to be angry? And the Emperor's like, I can't remember, it doesn't say on the wiki.
I fiddled with you though. I was so subtle that you didn't feel it, but now I'm telling you and you can be angry about it.
Yes, my mouth is full of your midichlorians.
You have so many.
Yeah. Oh, but he does say your friends are heading into a trap, by the way.
Yes, they will find the new Death Star quite operational.
It's like, ill.
What do you think the Death Star is?
Oh god, I can't even think of like a joke that like is good enough for that.
Yeah.
Oh god, but on Endor, I guess they think they deactivated the shield, but they haven't really.
Yeah, well, they get, it's all been a trap, and they, on Endor, they get ambushed by Imperial forces. So they're a big fighting, and they haven't managed to get to the shield generator yet.
Oh, I see, okay. So Lando and the Falcon, I guess, thinks the shield has been disabled?
No, they're flying at the Death Star, like, why hasn't the shield been disabled yet? We can't get close to it. They were supposed to have deactivated the shield by now. What's going on?
Right, and then just when Akbar's like, it's a trap!
Like yeah, that. I think so, yeah.
So what, I guess, like, there's, like, a ton of fucking starships, like, appear out of nowhere or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they can't fire on or approach the Death Star because the shield's still up.
And is the shield, like, the kind of shield that if you fly into it, it disintegrates you?
I don't know.
I mean, let's hope.
You'd hope so. If they're going to do a Death Star, do it properly.
Yeah, maybe it's just the shield that's a bit like a face shield. It doesn't really work. So, like, if we just fly under the face shield, we'll still get into the nostrils of the Death Star.
That's how Luke killed it in a couple of films ago, in one of the nostrils.
Yes, Luke was in every way a virus. Yeah, Luke is tempted to the dark side by the Emperor, I guess. Like,
yeah, because he's like, look, I remember the line, quite operational. And then he demonstrates how quite operational it is by using the big death laser beam to blow up a rebel starship.
Oh, and then Luke's like, oh, I'm angry. And then the
don't do
like,
that.
Guys. And then the Emperor's like, get angry. Come to the dark side. Lick my dark side. And then Luke's like, and then like lots of threats happen. And then him and Vader end up fighting.
Yeah, Luke goes to strike the Emperor and Vader steps in with his lightsaber and goes, no. And then lightsaber duel. No.
Yeah, and then the Emperor starts torturing Luke, and out of nowhere, Vader has a change of heart and throws the Emperor into a pit.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, oh yeah, so Luke wins the lightsaber fight and chops off Darth Vader's hand in a
his robo hand.
Reversal of fortunes. Mm. A hand for a hand, an eye for an eye.
Sock for a sock.
Kiss for a kiss.
But yeah, I even at a young age, I thought that Vader killing the Emperor came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, it's like you can't just decide after he's cut your hand off that you suddenly love him.
Yeah. My hand was where all my evil lived.
That would have been like actually like a much better like reasoning for that. If you saw, like... Yeah.
No wonder I had so many sexual harassment lawsuits against me.
Oh, God. But, yeah, Vader gets electrocuted in the process.
Yeah, there's no precedent for this force magic that the Emperor just produces.
Yeah, blood sugar baby. Force magic.
Lightning hands.
So they're in like a hallway all of a sudden, and Vader's like, take off my helmet, Luke.
Oh, he gets like, he gets lightning most of the way to death. He gets lightly fried by picking up the Emperor while he's doing his lightning hands.
Oh, that's how it happened. I wondered how he got electrocuted.
Yeah, while the Emperor is doing his lightning, his out of nowhere lightning hands. Throws him down a big fucking shaft.
Yeah, and he gets fucking fried.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Vader gets hurt. He gets into a hallway. He's like, Luke, take off my helmet and rub my head. And he's like, oh, but I thought you only wanted that when you had your dirty sex hand. And he's like, no, I made my actual helmet and my actual head. And he's like, I see, sorry. I thought we were going to have some special Skywalker time, but I shall free your head from its imprisonment.
I mean, and he does. If you wanted some of that, I still have my other hand.
Yes, it's not as bad as the other hand, but it's still a pretty bad hand. I've done some pretty bad things with this hand too. All my hands are bad.
You should have seen my feet when I had them. Ooh.
Now I've just got these wheels attached to my ankles. Like the robot from the Jetsons, you know? Sorry, I just remember the Jetsons theme tune.
Yeah.
Jane, his wife! Oh, God. So, yeah, he's like, Luke! I wasn't always bad. I was once a good man.
Until all these
bad
stupid
actor,
bad
always.
Appendages. Started.
Yes, I fell into. I was playing with a volcano, and I fell into it.
I was playing in a volcano with Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. And he thought it was being funny, and he pushed me into the lava.
Yeah, he said, don't do it, Anakin, I have the higher ground, as if that's ever been a thing in any Jedi fight. And so I was like,
yeah, he was like, I've got the higher ground. And I was like, don't spit your Richie songs at me.
So I lunged forward, both hands, Grasping.
Yes. And I was like, you won't be dancing on the ceiling anymore, Ewan. I am a brick house. Yeah, and then that's why I've got no arms or legs.
Are you writing this down?
Are you writing it on your typewriter? Luke's like, no, that's going to be the story of the fourth film. What, the typewriter under the Emperor's chair? Yes. Star Wars colon, the typewriter under the Emperor's chair.
Colon, you say?
Colon, you say? Sorry, I got the spirit of Yoda in me then. Well, that's what happens when you breathe in too fast. Anyway.
with all this force head... knocking about. Who knows whose spirit can get in you? Hey?
If I bend over and pull my cheeks apart, I might get a bit of Obi-Wan in me. Again. Anyway, Luke, I'm trying to tell you something important. My head hurts because it's got a big gash in it. Not a gash like your sister, but like a gash like an actual head wound.
Although I'm sure they look remarkably similar.
Both just massive craters full of gunge and blood. Yes?
Yes. It's weird.
You tell me.
Weird,
you've
pale,
seen it
veiny
close.
Skin all around.
And puffy on the outer rim. Mm-hmm. And Luke?
Two eyes and a nose and a mouth.
Yeah. Bleeds on Tuesdays. Mm? Oh, Luke, I'm sorry I've been a bad father. Now my bad hand is gone. I realize the evil of my ways.
Yes, look at it crawling around over there. Straight, it'll get yes. your ankle.
Look, it's going to try and crawl into that Adam's Family film.
Most of its antics will be off camera, but they're still happening.
Festus, you'll find him well. Anyway, don't do bad things, Luke. Only do good things. Don't fuck your sister.
Oh, right.
Also, your mother died in childbirth. I just thought you should know that, so it haunts you forever.
Yeah,
you
yes.
killed your mother.
You killed
your mother.
Well, between you and your sister, anyway.
Yeah. You done what no other man could. You killed her while you were coming out of her. And I couldn't do that unless I shrank into the size of a bee and crawled up her and then expanded inside.
That would have done the trick. Oh, my hands yes. would have been so proud.
But that technology was not yet invented.
Now, though.
Yes, now, if you would like to insert me into your urethra, I could explode your bollocks if that would make you happy. If you want to die happy, that's the way to do it, Luke. We can both die together.
Grab that serum and turn me into a space bee.
You know, the bean serum. Look, we keep an emergency syringe in the war.
Just in case anyone needs their bollocks exploding.
Yes. And break the glass and pull it out. It's very precise how you have to stab me, Luke. You have to stab me in my left testy, but on the good side. What's the good side of your left testy? You'll know when you see it.
Wes, you haven't got your little black book?
Yes, it's the one without the cancer.
It's the only one I have left.
The other one is just a robo nut. It's just a satchel full of spanners and an Allen key. It's an awful clanking pain when I walk. So I try to keep them separated by the use of a nutcracker. Not a metal one that you use at Christmas, but like an actual wooden nutcracker.
Well, one of those ones that's dressed up like a soldier.
Yeah. Oh, Luke. And then he dies.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know how to compute the last 10 minutes of conversation with you, but...
Yeah, that death scene was like as long as the rest of this film. How you negotiated well with George Lucas there.
He still dubbed your voice with James Earl Jones though. It was very bizarre because you're a very thin white man. He's a very like portly black man. And the contrast was inexplicably erotic. Oh, God, he's dead.
Oh,
and Luke
no.
fucking cries over here.
I forgot this was supposed to be a death scene.
Yes, I thought this was a an arty French porn scene.
Yeah, I thought this was a confession.
Oh, God. So he dies in Luke's arms and Luke fucks the hole in his head just to say goodbye.
Ah, just like my, just, he was right. Just like Leia's cash.
It's right. It's just like my sister. So after the battle, the rebels destroy the shield generator. I guess there's a battle on Endor.
Yeah.
Like an ongoing battle.
An ongoing battle. And they get the Ewoks to like turn and join in at C-3 because they've started worshipping C-3PO as a god.
Boy, he does look like a god. He looks like a lovely... He looks like the idol from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. Don't look at him. Anyway, Harrison Ford whips off his Indiana Jones hat and puts on his Han Solo waistcoat.
And... Yeah, you can't wear both at the same time. It's too confusing.
Yeah.
The metaverse will implode! Oh, God. Lando leads the fight to the Death Star's core and they blow up the Death Star, I guess. Again. What a fucking... I'm sorry, but what a wank plot point to have what happened in the second film happen... No, in the first film...
Yeah, just, oh, but they built it back again, and so they have to blow it up again.
Yeah, it's like, God, didn't we already do this?
Yeah.
Anyway, they destroy it, and everyone's like, fuck yeah, it's gone!
It's fucking hell, Death Star's gone again.
Did anyone steal the plans? The blueprint? Just in case they try to bring it back again.
Which they do.
Yeah.
In like... 40 years.
Just like ABBA, they came back. On Endor, fucking Han's like, Leia, are you in love with Luke? It's okay if you are, just as long as I can watch. She's like, oh, no, Han, you got it wrong. He's not heavy. He's my brother. And he's like, oh.
Why are you carrying him?
Because he's got no arms or legs.
Look, he's a backpack.
Yeah. Skywalker is an oxymoron. Luke fucking sets fire to Vader's body in a Viking, not a Viking funeral. Oh, is it? No, a Viking funeral, you put him on a boat and set fire to them, right?
Yeah.
Or do you just put him on a boat?
I think that, well, I'm just basing this off various works of fiction that have based funeral procedures on that, and they put the body in a boat and sort of douse it in, you know, flammable shit, or on like a raft, send it off down the river, and then someone shoots a flaming arrow and hit. I think that's what they do in Game of Thrones,
right.
Anyway.
Okay, I have seen that be done. Okay, anyway, fucking hell, he burns Vader's body, and then they party with the Ewoks. They sing the Ewokie Chop Chop song.
Yeah, they start licking C-3PO's little metal cap again. Going chopper chopper chop. And he's like, oh yes, all right.
Oh, careful, Ewoks, you'll make it rusty.
Yeah.
And then fucking Ghost, Obi-Wan, and Anakin appear.
Yeah, ghost, like little spirits of Yoda, Obi-Wan, and some third guy. Looks like, the fuck is that?
Yeah, that was the actor inside the suit, right? It's not just yet another actor that's not the Darth Vader actor.
It was, I remember back on my VHS copies, it was just some guy. I was like, meh. But then, so like the remastered versions that have come out since the prequels,
they put
Hayden Christensen in there, yeah.
Which I think is probably a better choice.
I mean, it makes sense in the overall canon, I guess, but you know how.
If only that was his only appearance in the Star Wars film.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, that's the fucking end until it's not, because they fucking keep on beating this dead horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars!
Star Wars! They won the fight. They brought down the Empire in all its might. They blew up the Death Star, but not for too long, because it comes back before I finish this song. Yeah, boy. Fucking
freestyle
hell.
Skills. Love it.
See, that's fucking Star Wars.
Fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, awesome, man. Yeah. Fucking hell.
That's it. We did it. We did Star Wars.
Yeah, the end of our intergalactic adventure.
Yeah.
Intergalactic.
Yep.
Yeah. Another dimension. Yeah. That was the Intergalactic song.
I know, I was debating whether to go, drop, or not.
No, because that's my thing, and I will cut that you just did that from this episode.
That's exactly why I didn't do it. But I was waiting for you to do it.
I might slide it in before the end, just like Luke. fucking...
just like Darth Vader's hands.
Oh, crack it out. Yeah, without further ado, I've been gifted.
Yeah, all right. I've been Tom.
And... drop. That's lame. I apologize, everyone.
Is that how we're going to end the episode with it?
Yeah. Fade out.